In order to secure a dependent visa, you essentially need to be in a position to sponsor that dependent visa, which means you need to have lawful residence status in Hong Kong, which you've got. You need to demonstrate that you have the ability to put a roof over your spouse's head and the ability to put food on your spouse's table. And from the circumstances as you describe them, I think you can certainly clear those two hurdles. You also need to show clearly that you're legally married, which you're proposing to do potentially via a ceremony in Hong Kong. And then finally, you need to show that you are in a genuine relationship. And it's the genuine relationship piece which gets to the heart of your question, all things considered. Because if I take a step back and sort of look at your life circumstances through the kind of prism that the Immigration Department will see it once they have full disclosure on your exact circumstances, essentially what's going on, the picture that they will see is that you came to Hong Kong less than a year or so ago. You're claiming the relationship with your girlfriend is a genuine relationship. Yet, it would seem that given that you spent the majority of that time in Hong Kong and she has spent the majority of her time outside of Hong Kong during the currency of your relationship together, so it seems as though it's a long-distance relationship. When you look at that picture, if you then show up at the Immigration Department with an application for a dependent visa, they're essentially going to conclude, well, hang on a minute, this relationship has been conducted by remote. She's just recently arrived in Hong Kong, less than a month or so ago. Let's say you wait a few months and then go through the nuptials and then make your application to the Immigration Department. And you've done it in a registry office service in Hong Kong with possibly just a couple of, you know, friends or colleagues around you to witness the festivities, as it were. That picture really doesn't sort of jive with what the Immigration Department would typically expect to see as regards evidence that gets to the heart of a genuine relationship. Normally, whilst of course every couple are different, normally when a couple get married, they typically get married in their home countries, or if they, as you do, live in separate countries, you make arrangements to have festivities in both countries if family and friends can't easily travel from one country to another. So if you then essentially just complete the legal formalities in Hong Kong and you don't have your family around you, when you consider, you know, the history of your relationship today, I believe the Immigration Department will struggle greatly concluding that you are in a genuine relationship and that your motivations for the marriage, notwithstanding the real intentions you have here, of course, but the motivations for your marriage might be just for immigration purposes. So I can see them in your profile readily concluding that possibly your relationship is not genuine and therefore the dependent visa is not going to be available to you. So I think that deals with sort of part A of your question. Part B of the question is, well, normal processing time is sort of 6 to 8 weeks. Again, I suspect that they would put you to significant proof as to the genuine nature of your relationship. Whilst you might be able to do that with, let's say, significant copies of correspondence between the two of you over the course of the 12 months or so that you've been apart and now you're here in Hong Kong together, that might take you some way towards that end. But I think you'd also find that the Immigration Department in those circumstances would also expect to see that you have firm plans for some kind of celebration of this relationship back in your home countries in due course, all things considered, because you would be looking at the idea that your correspondence speaks to the genuine nature of your relationship over this time, even though you haven't spent much time together, that you have, both of you, addressed your minds to the challenges associated with a marriage in Hong Kong, you know, without it being celebrated with your loved ones around you, and that you would understand that you would be going back to your countries and building on the nuptials that you've completed in Hong Kong, which is really just for administration purposes, say. And that, as I say, all things considered, you're going to be fully celebrating these nuptials in a pretty short while after you finish the administrative law part of your nuptials in Hong Kong, which leads to your dependent visa. So, because that exercise is probably going to play itself out with the, in the immigration department and assessing that, I suspect you might wait 2, 3, 4, possibly even longer months for the immigration department to give you a result one way or the other. And then as part of your question C, where is she allowed to stay in Hong Kong while the application is processed? Well, she's allowed to be in Hong Kong as a visitor, that's no problem. But you can't use the fact of a pending dependent visa application as a means to prolong or justify your continued stay in Hong Kong as a visitor while that application unfolds, because the immigration department see this as kind of queue jumping, and the normal process is that dependent visas are issued on an entry visa basis, which means that the applicant is outside of Hong Kong, essentially waiting for the immigration department to approve the application for the dependent visa, and then they come and join their spouse here accordingly. So that really speaks to the issue about waiting in Hong Kong. And then again, as regards her travelling in and out of Hong Kong while she's on a 90-day limit of stay, essentially each time she presents herself at the boundary or at the border, or at the airport, I should say, not the border, then the immigration officer is going to examine her bona fides as a visitor, and it's a discreet and separate examination each time she presents herself now. If she's accompanying her fiancé and her fiancé is with her and the immigration department want proof of your relationship and your employment and residence status in Hong Kong, in my experience, normally if you're available to assist the immigration department with an inquiry that they've got as to her bona fides as a visitor, then those are readily satisfied if you're present and you're able to assist the immigration department in their inquiries. But I suspect you probably wouldn't struggle with a short conditional landing after just 180 days, all things considered. It might take longer than that before the sort of tripwire is encountered, as it were, and then significant examination by the officer would entail. But again, it just depends on the circumstances as you present yourself on each occasion. So quite a long answer to a very important question, and I think the message that I'm wanting to sort of impart on you is that just pitching up at the immigration department with a marriage certificate in Hong Kong doesn't automatically equate to genuine relationship. The department will look at all factors and all circumstances in your lives, and then if they conclude positively that essentially this isn't being done for immigration purposes, then no doubt you'll get your dependent visa. Okay, I hope you found that useful.